We're joined today with Rachel Bellis, Associate Director of Local Affairs for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or better known as PETA. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, we're talking about heat waves and how dangerous they are for our dogs, how hot it is to walk our dogs. And so tell us, why is hot weather dangerous for animals?
Well, every year, PETA receives dozens of reports about dogs, cats, and other animals who have suffered and died of heat-related causes after being left outside or confined to a vehicle. In 2022, there were 57 deaths, and this year alone, we are already up to 69. We know the actual number is much higher, as most deaths go unreported, and that's why PETA reminds everyone, never leave your animal unattended in a car, especially during warm weather. Never chain your dog or keep them outside unattended in the backyard.
What should people keep in mind when walking their dog during hot summer months?
Well, the first thing they should do when they go outside is take the palm of their hand and put it on the surface, on the ground. If it's too hot for your hand, it's going to be too hot for the paw pads. So make sure that you walk your dogs in the shade, walk them in the grass if you can, take them out in the early morning when it's cooler, later in the evening, during the day, just take them on short walks. Bring some water with you in case your dog starts to overheat, or if you see a dog that is in distress, you can give that dog water. Always educate, you know, try to talk to people if you see that their dog is maybe in distress or they're overheating. Have a conversation with that owner. Maybe they don't realize how hot it is or how the heat can affect our animals so quickly. Never take your dog running or jogging with you in this kind of weather. Dogs are not going to stop until it's too late. And so we want to keep our animals safe and healthy during the summer. And we have to take extra precautions for them.
Definitely. What should you do if you see an animal trapped in a hot car?
Well, the first thing you should do is call 911. Take down the make, model, color, license plate of the car. If you're in a parking lot where there are stores, go into the stores and try to have the owner paged. Wait for animal control. Never leave the scene. If animal control or law enforcement is taking a long time, we do what we have to do to make sure that animal is safe, but never leave the scene. And if you see a dog in a backyard that looks to be in distress, whether they're chained or in a pen or just they're out in the sun, try to talk to the owner if you think they would be receptive to that. Let them know the dangers, how a dog's temperature is already higher than ours, how they don't sweat the same as we do, and so they are super vulnerable out there in the heat. If they're not receptive to a conversation, then make sure the dog has water and shade and can reach that water and shade. And also check up on your local ordinances. Maybe their owners are prohibited from keeping their dogs outside in that kind of weather. Maybe they're not allowed to be chained up. So check your local ordinance. And if they are in violation, call animal control, call law enforcement. And if you think that dog is in danger anyway, then or in distress, please, you know, always reach out to law enforcement. If they're not receptive, then call us.
What are some symptoms of heat stroke? How do you recognize that your dog is overheating?
If the dog is panting really badly, if they're showing signs of lethargy, their tongue can turn a dark color. If they're disoriented, if they're not really focusing well, if they've been outside in the heat, if they've been in a hot car, we know that they could be experiencing heat stroke. So get them to a shady spot, give them some water, don't give them freezing cold water. Also put some water on the backs, on their neck, try to cool them down and get that animal to a vet.
And are there specific dog breeds more susceptible than others to overheating?
Well, there are certain breeds that have been specifically bred to have that that smushed in face where breathing for them is like breathing through a straw. If you ever want to equate it to something, it would be like breathing through a straw. And these dogs are highly, highly susceptible to heat stroke. So they are very vulnerable. All animals can be vulnerable in the extreme weather. But these dogs, especially because it's already so difficult for them to breathe, and they're just going to have a hard time panting. And so if you do see a dog like this, or if you have a dog like this, like a boxer, a pug, a bulldog, you know, you have to take extra precautions with them to make sure that you don't, you know, never leave them unattended in a car, never leave any dog unattended in a car, but really be careful as far as exercise and how they're going outside, and really make sure that, you know, they're safe, and limit their exercise in this kind of weather.
We're speaking with Rachel Bellis, PETA's Associate Director of Local Affairs. Rachel leads and participates in community events and meetings with law enforcement and government officials, and helps manage PETA services in Virginia and North Carolina. So Rachel, where can our listeners go for more information?
They can visit PETA.org, PETA.org. Just punch in the search button for any kind of information on heat or keeping dogs safe in the summer or in the winter as we're going into it. There's a ton of information there they can find.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.